Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Andy from Olympia is. Andy, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Andy has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What fast food chain is known for the Frosty?
Wendy's.
Correct. What Friends character is famous for saying, "How you doing?"
Joey.
Correct. What band recently released an album titled From Zero?
Linkin Park?
Yes. The two zodiac signs of November are Scorpio and what?
Pisces?
No.
Aquarius?
No.
Virgo?
No. Which U.S. state is known as America's Dairyland?
Oregon?
No.
Kansas?
No.
Oklahoma?
No. Shakespeare's shortest play is titled The Comedy of What?
Humanity?
No.
Life?
No.
The World?
No. In which country was the first Audi made?
Germany?
Yes. Mm. Andy, and with that, you got 4 correct.
It felt like more.
You know, I appreciated that Andy guessed.
Yes.
Instead of passing, he really decided to just guess each time. But I don't know. I don't know about this one. Let's see how Steve does.
Oh, it's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What fast food chain is known for their Frosty?
Wendy's.
Yes. What Friends character is famous for saying, "How you doing?"
How you doing? Joey.
Correct. What band recently released an album titled From Zero? Oh,
I listened to it too. Linkin Park.
Yes. The two zodiac signs of November are Scorpio and what?
Sagittarius.
Yes.
Really?
Which U.S. state is known as America's Dairyland?
U.S. state, America's Dairyland. Nevada.
No. What? That's the weirdest guess.
You don't want to know.
I don't know.
Let's go with Texas.
No.
Alabama.
No. Shakespeare's shortest play is titled The Comedy of What?
Errors.
Wow, yes. In which country was the first Audi made?
Country. Germany?
Yes. Who's the lead singer of Fleetwood Mac?
Oh, Stevie Nicks.
Correct. The Wiggles wear red, blue, yellow, and what other color?
Purple?
Wow, yes. In Fahrenheit, what temperature does water freeze at?
32.
Yes. Wow, Steve. I am impressed. You got 9 correct, which is a win, 9-4. Sorry, Andy.
Oh, that was so terrible.
Poor Andy. You
know, first step is acknowledging that it was
bad. Yeah.
And he tried his best.
He did.
And wow, if only, Steve, you knew America's Dairyland.
Do you know?
Iowa?
No. Danny, do you know?
No idea.
It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it makes sense once
I
say
kinda,
it.
Yeah.
Not Nevada.
Well, you know.
You know those dairy farms of Nevada.
Yeah.
Lots of milk.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congrats on beating Andy, Steve.
Rockaholics, we would love if you would help us out because we have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters for Operation Warm, a little thing we call Coats for Kids. Mm-hmm. And there is an estimated 300,000 children living in poverty in our state. So that means we need to step up and do some good together. Every $20 donated puts a brand new American-made coat on a child in need.
Yes, if you have $20, awesome. Brand new coat. If you have $5, you know, a few people do that, we'll get a brand new coat. Then sometimes the Rockaholics step up huge. Couple hundred dollars. Anything you can donate, of course, will be appreciated.
You can head over to KISW.com to learn more about Coats for Kids. Last week, you might remember, we were talking about how a TikTok star helped some Seattle-based restaurants double their business thanks to his visits and his reviews.
So they call it the Keith Lee effect.
Yes. Well, that same review led to one business shutting down temporarily. We're going to tell you what happened after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
We recently learned about this TikTok star named Keith Lee, who we didn't know until last week.
Right.
But he's got 16.7 million followers, and he's known for doing these food reviews. And there was a bit of controversy that ended up being sparked over a video that showed a potential worm in a piece of sushi that he was reviewing from Fob Sushi Bar right here in Seattle. This is the original audio.
Truly is a place that I would come back to. And I can see if you love sushi and you don't have a shellfish allergy, this is heaven. You go there for $15, you walk out with 12 pieces, and it seems like it's a very popular spot because as we speak, the line is out the door.
And then they were talking about King Five did a whole piece about the quote-unquote Keith Lee effect. And then everyone's apparently wherever this guy goes, he has such a strong following and a passionate group of people that if they live anywhere near that place, they will drive. He said that there were people driving for like hours to go to Fob and go the other places as well. And then things took a weird turn.
Yeah, we went back and a lot of people saw this after posting the video. Viewers had noticed movement on a piece of salmon nigiri.
So I didn't see this originally.
I didn't either.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, what are they talking about? I saw the story about like Fob being like, it wasn't anything. We swear.
I watched and then I watched again and then I watched again. Couldn't see it until it was directly pointed out to me. Then I did see what they were talking about.
And then you can't unsee it.
They've dubbed the incident Wormgate. And then a lot of people were reaching out to Keith Lee wondering, like, is he doing okay? Also, Fob Sushi had to respond to this. They denied it was a worm. They said that the movement was due to the fish's natural elasticity or maybe pressure from the chopsticks.
Which, honestly, when I first saw that, I was like, all right, I could. That sounds way more thought out than anything I could think of. And then I watched the video. I'm like, I don't know. That seemed weird.
Seemed to be something. So Keith has now addressed what happened and what Fob said.
We went to a place called Fob Sushi in Seattle the other day. Somebody slowed the video down, and it did appear that something moved. And especially with the transparency, I didn't see anything until somebody pointed it out. I can't confirm.
Now imagine being him, and like your mentions and your replies are all like coming in from people like, dude, you just ate something moving on that sushi. Like that must have been like such a weird freak out moment for him.
Oh yeah.
I can't confirm or deny what it was, but I can confirm I am okay. I appreciate the people who actually did reach out and was worried about me. I'm all right. The only reason I'm making this video is because I just saw a video of somebody who went the day after us and now they hospitalized. Just me and my character and who I am as a person. I'm going to come out and I'm going to say something about it. I send my heart and I send my blessings to that person that's in the hospital. And I've already said 1,000 times, I don't believe in tearing down any business. But at the same time, people's health are on the line. So if somebody's standing in the hospital and there's something moving in food, I absolutely think there's accountability that should be taken. And it's something that you can learn from it. For the restaurant to post a statement and indicate that me holding a sushi or me holding a chopsticks a certain way is why the sushi moved, I personally don't agree with it. Because I've had sushi 1,000 times, and I held sushi 1,000 different ways, and never once have I seen sushi behaving that way.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Again, that's not me saying it was a worm or it was a parasite. I'm just saying it was nothing that I did on my end. I literally was just eating as a customer.
And it sounds like the restaurant is now doing like a full-on, like they've shut down for the time being. They're doing an investigation, want to make sure that all of their, you know, procedures are at a certain standard.
So we're not going there for lunch this week?
I don't think we can yet. They're still closed.
I mean, it's never been a cleaner time, probably.
You're absolutely right.
See, the glass is half full.
Now, have you ever had an experience of getting like a food illness or something like that?
Honestly, one time, but I truly think it was psychological. And back when I was eating meat, I remember going to a place for a burger. I never get burgers other than well done. Like, I mean, I'll get my steak medium rare and things like that. Like, I'm fine with that. Something about burgers, I don't want to see pink inside of it. I don't want to see any of that. Just cook the freaking thing, because typically, like, it's not the highest grade meat anyway. So, like, I don't want to even risk it. And one time I was eating a burger, and I looked, and it was so pink on the inside. And someone's like, no big deal. That's how I get it all the time. I'm like, ah. And then for the rest of the day, I just felt awful. But I never got, like, vomiting or anything, like, sick like that. But I just felt weird. And I truly think it was more in my brain than it was actually in my stomach or in my insides.
I always thought...
What about you?
I always thought at some point in my life, because if there's cookie dough, I want to eat that. Yeah. I don't want to wait for the full-formed cookie. I want to eat the cookie dough. And I always thought, like, one of these days, I'm going to get sick from eating raw cookie dough. Never have.
I never heard of anyone ever getting sick from raw cookie dough either.
Is that, like... I don't know why that is a thing. But I've never had any sort of...
There's raw egg in it. You're really not supposed to, but I've never also gotten sick from eating cookie dough either.
No. I really thought it was going to be a bigger issue in my life.
And some people have raw eggs all the time and never get sick from it. Like, some people, that's exactly like that. Not just the Rocky movie thing, but, like, you know, some people, that's part of, like, their breakfast or, like, that, how they get their protein is by that way. And I'm like, I don't want to risk it.
I have a stomach, I think, like a steel trap. I've never had food poisoning, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fancy.
Fancy?
You ever gotten food sick?
Oh, so bad. One time. And it was when I was in Florida, my first time ever at Disney World.
What were you eating?
Chicken wings. Because me. And we had a room credit because the hotel screwed up and they didn't have a room for us. So they gave us like $300 worth of room credit, like room service. And I was so excited. And I was like, I want to order chicken wings. So I ordered them thinking that everyone was going to eat them with me. Nope. Nobody wanted chicken wings except for Danny. So I ate all of them myself. It was the night before our last night there. The next morning, I woke up and I was like, you know, I'm feeling a little off. I should probably just need to, you know, whatever. And so I go to the bathroom. Okay, I'm good. We go to Universal Studios. I could not. I was in the medic tent the entire time because I was
really?
I was projectile vomiting just
you
everywhere.
Rode the rides, man.
Oh gosh.
I could not move like for the rest of the day. I was stuck in bed the entire last day that we were in Florida.
I can't think of many worse places to be.
Right?
You know, like here you are trying to enjoy like amusement parks and you can't even power through it in that situation because rides are going to mess with your stomach when you're completely fine.
Yeah, it was bad.
We know that you are a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if so, you will win tickets to see Linkin Park on September 24th at Climate Pledge Arena. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning. morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do give us a call if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Earlier today, we were talking about, Steve, you wrestled SOS Pro Wrestling on Friday night.
Yes, and it was awesome because Danny came, Sarah came, the big boss Dave came, Tyron big boyed us and didn't come. That was real nice of you.
Sorry. I had to go to Portland.
Pure diva move right there. No, it was a blast. It was really fun to be able to do that in front of some of my friends and coworkers and be able to see what I do for fun on the weekends.
Yeah. You're such a weirdo.
I would not disagree.
But there was someone.
Nothing stranger than looking out and seeing your boss smiling while you're wearing spandex in the ring, sweating with another man, and he's holding a sign that says F. Steve Miggs.
Well, while you were there, I understand you had an interaction with an 8-year-old. Her name is Lenora, and we have her dad, Jason, from Tacoma,
Jason,
on the phone.
Hello. How's it going?
Great, man. It was great to see you at the show.
Yeah. So she's super into wrestling now. We took her to the one before last Friday at the costume contest, and she got to go in the ring in her costume, Skeletor, and she was super scared once she got in there. But now she's like really into it. She's like to flip off everybody. That's her off.
Except for the champion, Casey Rasselhoff. I saw that she was holding the title with him. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, he makes it a point to pick her up on his shoulders and celebrate his championship defense. So twice now, so I think it's now a thing.
Well, Jason, in case you missed it, we did chat with your daughter, Lenora, who's 8 years old and is adorable. And this is how that went.
Why don't you like me?
Because you're bad.
You were booing me?
Yeah. Didn't you see my signs?
What did your sign say?
I'm not going to ask my dad.
It says, Steve Miggs. Lenora. How old are you, Lenora?
Eight.
You shouldn't be saying that word.
I shouldn't even say it.
But you were thinking it.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up middle fingers.
You gave me a middle finger? I don't know what to say, Sarah. This is very disrespectful.
I have never agreed more with an 8-year-old in my life than tonight.
Jason, she is a little spitfire. I like her.
Yeah. Yep, she's definitely going to be there, well, I think December 13th as well, the next one.
Well, thankfully, I'll be on live night, so I don't have to deal with your mean daughter.
Oh. Well, I'll still bring the sign and hold it up in your honor.
I appreciate that. At least I'll live on December 13th if I'm not there. No, your daughter's awesome, dude. It reminds me a lot of, like, growing up as a kid. I'd force my mom to take me to, like, these local churches where, like, these independent wrestling shows happen and getting to experience it. Now, being on the side of being one of the performers and seeing these 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds up, you know, enjoying it with their parents, it brings a big smile on my face.
Do you think there'll be a time that your daughter gets to watch you in the ring?
If mom has anything to say, no. I'd like for my last ever match, whenever that will be, which isn't going to be too far from that, within like the next couple of years, if that, I would love for her to be at the final one.
Absolutely.
I think that'd be fun. And if she's flipping me off, then it's like an awesome full circle moment.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about something during the commercial break that we, and by we I mean Sarah and myself, are calling BS on.
Oh, we're going to go there, huh?
Is there such a thing as the man flu?
No, why?
We're going to talk about this at 9:50.
The Daily Mig Show.
It certainly seems like everyone is sick.
It's the season.
I have just recently been sick. My kid is homesick. Sarah, I think you've got some sickness in your household.
Yes, both my husband and my father, and they're both the biggest babies ever.
Well, I learned something over the weekend that actually made me now understand why maybe men are a little bit more babies than women.
Because you're the weaker sex?
No, because there's a thing. I was at a party, and I was talking to this dude, Marcus, and he was telling me about the dude flu.
The man flu?
It's actually called the man flu, but he was calling it the dude flu. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. He's like, oh no, science. And his wife did not look very happy about this story, but she was like all about it. And I'm like, that's crazy. So there's a thing called the man flu. I even went on the New York Times and there's a whole article about it. And it's called, What is the Man Flu and Can Men Really Get It? And it talks about how they have weaker immune systems and there's strong evidence that men are more likely to experience severe infections than women. And I can't tell you more because it's a paywall. So that's about as far as I can get on this. But I did find a news report about it.
Okay.
You want to learn about the man flu and realize that you ladies are wrong and us men are actually dealing with it worse than you are?
Enlighten us, Steve. God.
do tonight. Now, the next time you, next time a guy, rather, you know, gets the flu, you may want to show him a little more sympathy.
A new study shows men actually get sicker than women and suffer more.
Right now, the eye rolling that's happening in this room, Danny, is ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure Sarah's going to cuss you out in about 3 seconds.
I actually more feel like punching you in the face.
Well, learn, before you start giving your dad and your husband a hard time, maybe you need to listen to the news.
CBS 2 reveals the truth behind the man flu.
Are men less equipped to deal with infection? And technically, yes.
The reason, according to the study that was conducted on mice, is estrogen.
They're comparing you guys to mice. Okay, it makes a little more sense now.
Is estrogen the female sex hormone?
The female mice who produced estrogen activated a particular enzyme, and that enzyme was able to help them fight infection.
Emergency care doctor Jake Deutsch says it may be about...
Deutsch.
I believe anything that Jake Deutsch has to say.
The more this report goes on, the more it just falls apart.
Is this an SNL skit? I'm not sure.
About simple evolution.
There's an idea there that estrogen, which is native to women's endocrine system, is there because part of their role is to be nurturers.
I told you it's because of the endocrine system. I'm telling you this for years now.
Wait, sorry, because of the what?
The endocrine system.
Oh, okay.
Some women say, finally, there's evidence backing up what they already know. Men are bigger babies when it comes to getting sick.
They seem to whine more.
All right, that's enough.
That's true. They do. Yeah. I mean, so the last two times the flu hit our house, Brad and Barrett both got it. And the universe spared me so that I could clean up the mess, I assume.
But it's because of your endocrine systems.
Brad was in bed for like 24 hours. I'm like, bro, you gotta step out of this bed. Like, let's go. You've done enough wallowing in misery.
Dude, I try my hardest. Whenever I am and I get hit with something, I'm just like, I don't want to be that stereotypical guy. And I'm trying. And my wife's like, it's so obvious you're miserable right now. Just say it. I'm so miserable. I'm sorry, but I am.
What now? Do you have like a go-to, you know, cocktail or something that you take when you do get sick?
Cocktail.
Yes. You know, like a cocktail of, you know what I mean? Like an assortment of
a Pink Whitney.
That's why I was like, we're just going straight to drinking? That's probably why we're sick in the first place,
like
Karen.
Nothing makes
cocktail.
Me feel more healthy than a good old Moscow Mule.
I mean, do you do like whiskey and lemon or do you drink like Theraflu, you know?
So you're like mocking us for coming up with alcohol things and your first suggestion is, you know, do you drink whiskey?
Well, codeine, I don't know. Do you have like a go-to?
My go-to is like Sudafed or one of those 24 or 12-hour... you know, whatever it's like, like intense nasal crap. I don't even know what that one is.
You know, one that I think might be the king is Mucinex.
Mucinex.
Mucinex is fire.
The Advil one seems to be the one I go to a lot. Or the Tylenol one. That one's pretty good as well.
Yeah, I was given my husband Mucinex, and we do a lot of emergency. But for him, it got so bad that I would be like, hey, babe, can I like make you an emergency or something? He's like, there's nothing that's going to make me feel better. There's nothing you can do. And I'm like, all right, you're on your own, dude.
You can get one of those little snot suckers that they use for kids.
Hell no.
I never thought about trying that. I'm going to have to try that. Since Tatum hated it, we still have a pretty much brand new one.
Give it to George.
You can do it for him, Steve.
Well, I guess to go back to that story.
They seem to whine more.
Thank you.
Yes. A teacher is claiming that she was sexually harassed by a 10-year-old that hugs too much. You're going to hear from the kid's mom during the Daily Migs download after Tom Petty.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And we have Ryan Castle in the house. Ryan, I've got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Are you going to bring your Yukon Cornelius costume back to life at Live Night?
You know, that's a good question.
Because you crushed it at the Hullabaloo.
I hadn't thought about it. I might have to do that, yeah.
That's a great way to save money and buy a new costume.
That's true. Although I'd be playing drums and that costume would be very warm under the lights playing the drums.
I made that mistake once when I was dressed as Animal from the Muppets.
I remember that.
It was such a great costume.
Did we open for Rat that night?
I mean, don't ask them because they made it a point to make us not feel very welcome.
No, that was Motley. That was Vince Neil.
Oh, I thought both of them were kind
of. I thought the rat guys were okay.
They were okay?
Yeah, Mr. Neal was difficult.
That's what they referred to him.
That's what they referred to him as the inside. Mr. Neal has asked that we clear the backstage area.
Mr. Neal.
We're the opening band. Right. We need you to leave.
I need to get my stuff. Sorry.
Rude.
Yeah. Vince Neal.
Wow.
That was the problem. There was a big opening.
No, I get it.
Neal. You know, a bunch of catering, and he was like, I don't want to risk these guys eating it. So,
buffet, it's no qualm.
Hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. Yesterday, us Seahawks fans, it was a nail biter, that's for sure, or a knuckle biter for Taron Daly over here. But Geno Smith led the Seahawks to a dramatic 20-17 victory over the 49ers with a great 13-yard touchdown run that he had, but also an 80-yard drive, finally snapping that 6-game losing streak against the 49ers and also keeping Seattle's hopes alive for a potential playoff spot, because right now they're tied for second place, granted with everybody in the NFC West, but they are tied for second place behind the Arizona Cardinals, who are in first with a 6-4 record. And good news is you're taking on this, the Arizona Cardinals this upcoming Sunday, so destiny is in our hands.
Got to get a W.
Oh, big time. And here's Geno Smith after the game talking to Pam Oliver.
Oh, man, I got to catch my breath a little bit, but it took everybody, man. Everybody played great. Thought the defense was phenomenal. I thought our offensive line played great, man. Olu stepped in there and did his thing. How about it, man? How about it? We needed to get this win, and we did. You know, I think our team, we showed a lot of fight. We showed a lot of heart, especially there at the end, man. It's great. I love when the ball's in my hand at the end of the game, man. What more could you ask for?
You want him on your back.
Yeah, put it on my back. Put the ball in my hands.
He was so fired up. It was great. What a great win.
Let's go, Hawks. There's a teacher in South Carolina who is claiming sexual harassment after a 10-year-old student hugged her for too long. The complaint is currently being investigated, and the student has been put on a strict no-hug policy. Here's the mom, Lindsay, talking about what's going on.
He feels the same way I do, hurt, confusion. I feel like school should be a safe place, and him not feeling that way anymore has him in a world of emotions right now.
I don't understand.
10?
10. I mean, that dude, kids just hug anybody at 10. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe, you could say, like, hey, can you talk to your kid and teach them about not hugging me or not? But filing a sexual harassment thing seems a little extreme.
Seems a bit strong.
Very much so.
I remember I went to the gym when there's a little daycare at our gym. And sometimes when it's always awkward. Sometimes kids come over and they just want to, like, give you a hug. And
I don't know you.
Unless you're going to spot for me, I don't want you a part of this.
You know what else is cool? Not having kids.
I mean, you can solve a lot of problems by not having children. That's a very good point. Kraken can't. They have a problem. That's the New York Rangers. They have yet to beat them ever.
Wild. Just,
I know. It's kind of crazy. Several seasons that they've been in existence now, they still haven't beaten the Rangers, and they lost yesterday 2-0. And that ended the Kraken 4-game winning streak. But they're back at it again on Wednesday against Nashville at the Climate Pledge Arena.
Seattle-Tacoma International Airport is gearing up for a very busy holiday travel season, and they are estimating that 1.5 million people will be expected to pass through between Thursday and November 30th.
Oh, cool. I'm one of those.
Right. Airport officials anticipate the busiest travel day is going to be the day before Thanksgiving, and that day, approximately 172,000 travelers. You know what I've done in the past when I've had to travel? Do it on the actual holiday. Okay. If you fly on Thanksgiving or on Christmas, beautiful.
And if it gets delayed, you don't have to go to the holidays with your family, and that's a win-win.
Sit and get smashed at the bar at the airport.
Do you have pre-check, or do you do anything?
I pre-check,
Okay, I was going to say, you got to try the spot saver, man. That's
the thing. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
But you don't need it if you got pre-check.
No, it's not that bad.
You're traveling, very fancy. Too.
I am fancy.
I'm ready to go, and I have pre-check, so bunch of braggers over here. Yeah, fancy. Monday Night Football tonight.
$75 for 5 years. Fancy.
Cowboys taking on the Houston Texans. As far as weather, hitting a high of 45 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Fact.
Fancy.
The Daily Mix Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.